Hold that energy in front of you that we have just created as a group together. Feel that warmth and glow from your loving guides surrounding you right now, congratulating you on what you have just done to change the lives of many, not just Cynthia, all those participating in this. Receive that same beautiful warmth and glow and love from the Creator and the guides. And as we bathe and bask in this beautiful warm glow, let us now hear a message from Kryon.
Greetings, dear ones. I'm Kryon of Magnetic Service. Can human nature change? What a question. And we have dealt with this very question before, even this month. Is it possible that what you call human nature can actually be changed? Perhaps it can change itself. Perhaps humanity can change it. The answer is yes, and that is the big news. It is the biggest news, and it's going to disturb psychologists everywhere. For this has been a staple. This has been the way humans behave. And based upon the way humans behave, solutions for issues and problems are often developed. But what if the way humans behave actually is starting to shift? And that would be what you call human nature. Welcome to the fourth attribute of mastery in a series called The Destiny of Mastery. The name implies there's something happening with mastery that is different. That's correct. The destiny of mastery is that it's not going to be secluded to masters who you feel there are very few of. Instead, the destiny of mastery is to place itself on humanity in general, the generations to come, so that human nature will seem to shift and change. It is already. It's being noticed already. And we have discussed that before. The fourth attribute, and that which is the four attributes of mastery, is an easy one. But it's difficult to master. This is so much to do with the social human being and, indeed, human nature in general. And it goes like this. Mastery recedes from a place, does not participate or go to a place that would ever diminish another human being in any way. You want me to unscramble that in common language? Mastery doesn't gossip. Mastery doesn't revel in making others silly or wrong or look stupid. Mastery does not go to a place where it cooperates in conversations that will diminish anyone ever at any way. Now you tell me, do you think if that changed within humans on this planet, it would change human nature? Oh, yes. Because human nature is to do that very thing. There seems to be some kind of a collective enhancement of who you are when you diminish someone else. Now, this is not necessarily for the old souls and the light workers who are watching this at the moment. But you know I'm right. For those of you who go and you're with others and with family, or you have to go to work, you know this is so. For those of you who watch the news, you know this is so. The gossip columns, as they say, the news of the day, as they say, almost always has to do with somebody who did something either wrong or strange or that would diminish them in your eyes. That becomes the news of the day. It's habit, dear ones. It's on the news, dear ones. It's in conversation, at parties, dear ones, around the water cooler, as they say, dear ones. That's human nature. Expect this to change. And here is the change I wish to speak of. It's how you feel instantly when you realize this is taking place. Let us say you go to a meeting, a gathering. Maybe it's casual where you meet neighbors in the street. And the conversation turns and you realize that it is diminishing someone else. This is an energy, dear one, that's going to slap you in the face. It's something perhaps you never realized was such a habit before. But this mastery that you're receiving, this prophecy we've given you, where the 24th pair of chromosomes is starting to release the mastery, the elements of mastery to you, your personality, to your DNA in general, and rewriting who you are, that's going to start you on a path of awareness of these things. And you'll stand there, the conversation starts to shift, it slaps you in the face, suddenly there's the gossip, there's the diminishing of someone else because they did something, or who are they, aren't they strange? What do you do? The first thing, dear ones, is you don't participate. Sometimes silence is the best thing. Silence without nodding in agreement. Suddenly you are participating in one of the other attributes of mastery. It's the one that says mastery observes and doesn't react. All of the four elements together create a different kind of human being. So you stand there and you do not participate. Sometimes you can participate in a compassionate way. You'll hear something that seems to diminish someone, and you might say to the group, "Oh my, I wonder what they're going through that would create that. I hope they're okay." Ah ha ha, what have you just done? You have just planted a seed. A change of compassion, not just a change of compassion, you may have rewritten the scenario for everyone around you to think differently about that person. Do you think that would make a difference? Mostly not. Here's why. That habit persists with almost all those around you. You may be the only light worker among them. They love you, they see you, you're a kind-hearted person, you are there not by accident. They're not going to reject you because you have compassion for the one they're diminishing. But they may be taken aback. They may think it through. They may look at it in a different way. You are there as the seed planter. You are there as the way shower. You're not there to slap their hands. You're not there to make them wrong. You're not there to say, "How could you diminish that person? Don't you know we're studying mastery?" Oh, that's going to get you shut out really fast. They're not going to invite you back. If you didn't already know that, mastery doesn't do that. Mastery is kind, compassionate. And so, dear ones, you get an opportunity with this rule of mastery, to do something perhaps you have not done before. Practice rewriting the scenario into a compassionate vein anytime anyone starts to talk poorly about another or diminish another. Always go to this, "I wonder what they're going through. I wonder what's happening in their life. I would love to send energy for them." This rewrites a scenario into that of the thoughts of a master. How many of you are able to do that? Well, here is something you should know. More and more of you will. There'll come a time when that's not the conversation around the water cooler. There'll come a time when the conversation about somebody who used to be made fun of or less than or diminished instead is the conversation of, have you heard about this one? What can we do collectively to change that? How can we think differently right now? What is the energy we could send that person so that they will come out of the problems they're in? This is a change in human nature, and it's just one of dozens and dozens of scenarios which are habit to the human being, which will slowly be turned around and turned around. Some of you think this won't be possible. That's because you haven't seen it yet. Or have you? Look back at some things that may have surprised you, even of the way the public received things that surprised you. Dear ones, things are starting to evolve. And with that, there are some surprises, always. Change is like that. Change is afoot. Can human nature be changed? Is human nature static or does it move? The answer is, it's moving. And you're the ones making it happen. I'm crying in love with you all. And so it is.